Many profess that salvation is an unconditional gift that cannot be forfeited once received. Yet when we turn to the words of Jesus Christ and the writings of his apostles, a different picture emerges. The scriptures clearly teach that although salvation is indeed by grace through faith, it is also conditional upon continued faith, obedience, and holiness. God's grace does not remove our responsibility to live righteously, rather, it empowers us to do so. And at the end of life's journey, our works will be judged according to the Word of God. 1. Jesus taught that salvation depends on continuing in faith and obedience. Jesus never taught a passive salvation. He repeatedly declared that following him required endurance, obedience, and faithfulness. In Matthew chapter 7 verse 21, Jesus warned, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Here, mere confession is not enough. Only those who do the Father's will shall enter the kingdom. This is a direct condition tied to obedience. In John chapter 8 verses 31 to 32, Jesus said, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Freedom and truth are the result of continuing in his word. The "if" shows a condition. Discipleship and deliverance depend upon perseverance. Jesus also spoke of endurance in Matthew chapter 24 verse 13. "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Salvation is not promised to the one who begins, but to the one who endures. The Lord places before us a path that must be walked faithfully until the end. 2. The parables of Christ reveal conditional salvation. Jesus used parables to illustrate the reality that salvation can be forfeited through unfaithfulness. In the parable of the sower, Luke chapter 8 verse 13, he said of the stony ground, "They on the rock are they, which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away." These people believed for a while, yet later fell away. Temporary faith does not secure eternal salvation. In the parable of the 10 virgins, Matthew chapter 25 verses 1 to 13, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. All 10 had lamps, all went to meet the bridegroom, but only those who kept oil in their lamps were received. The others were shut out, and Jesus said, "Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Matthew chapter 25 verse 13 again, the lesson is that vigilance and faithfulness are required. It is possible to once have light, and yet lose it through neglect. 3. Jesus declared that our works will be judged. Christ made it plain that every person will face divine judgment according to their deeds. "For the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation." John chapter 5 verses 28 to 29, our eternal destiny hinges on what we have done. Works do not earn salvation, but they reveal the reality of our faith. "For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works." Matthew chapter 16 verse 27, these words come directly from the lips of Christ. Each person will be rewarded or condemned in proportion to their deeds. 4. The apostles confirmed that salvation is conditional. The apostles never separated grace from obedience, or faith from perseverance. "Behold therefore the goodness and severity of God, on them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off." Romans chapter 11 verse 22, Paul addresses believers here. The kindness of God continues if they continue in his goodness. Otherwise, they too will be cut off, a clear condition tied to salvation. "But I keep under my body, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27, Paul recognized that neglect or sin could cause him to be disqualified. Salvation is not automatic. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians chapter 2 verse 12, Paul was not preaching salvation by works, but salvation that works. Faith is active, not idle. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation. Hebrews chapter 10 verses 26 to 27. Here again, salvation is conditional upon continued faith and repentance. Willful sin after receiving the truth places one under judgment. 5. James, Peter, and John uphold the judgment of works. The Apostle James wrote clearly, "Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." James chapter 2 verse 24, faith without works is dead, verses 26. Genuine faith produces obedience, and the absence of works reveals the absence of true faith. "And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear." 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 17, even those who call God, Father, are reminded that he judges according to every work. Therefore, believers are to walk in holy reverence. "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works." Revelation chapter 20 verse 12, every human life will be examined, and every deed brought to light. 6. Grace teaches, it does not excuse. Grace is not a license to sin, but a power to live godly. Paul wrote, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly, in this present world." Titus chapter 2 verses 11 to 12, true grace instructs us to reject sin and walk in holiness. Salvation, therefore, is conditional upon remaining in the truth and allowing grace to transform our lives. Conclusion: salvation is indeed a gift, but it is a conditional gift. We receive it by faith, yet that faith must remain alive through obedience and perseverance. Jesus and his apostles never separated salvation from holiness or belief from conduct. The final judgment will reveal whether our faith was genuine, for we will all stand before Christ and give account for every deed. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10, "Let us, therefore, lay aside every weight, and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and run with patience the race that is set before us." Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. "For only he that endureth to the end shall be saved."